News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new High Court action has asked for a strike down of Onboard Planola's permission for a €1.2 billion data centre campus in Clare on the grounds that the project's approval isn't consistent with climate action objectives. So, should we be changing our interactions and changing our relationship with data centres? Should we be stopping building them in general? Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD, is joining me. Breed, you've called for an outright ban previously. Tell us what you have against data centres.
I have nothing against data centres per se, but I do have a lot against the proliferation and over absorption of data centres in this country. I mean, we are already home to 25% of EU's total data centre location, and Dublin is the largest hub of data centres in the world. In Europe.
We are kind of the tech capital of Europe. That would be consistent with that, surely.
We are indeed. We're the Wild West of regulation as well, and we're a tax haven for a lot of the tech companies, which explains why they all come here.
Would you prefer to see that foreign direct investment go elsewhere?
It's not a question of the foreign direct investment go elsewhere. I'd prefer to see them pay more taxes, for starters. I think that has increased over the years. But I think we need to also be cognizant of our climate targets, of the sustainability of this industry, because it uses, at the moment, 18% of our total national grid, and that is set to rise to 30% in the next five to 6 years.
In fairness to them, they are actually looking, data centres are looking to be allowed to provide themselves with renewable energy and go off the grid. So they're looking to deal with that too. But can I ask you, Breed, for example,
can I just come back on that? They are looking to allow to provide themselves with renewable energy, but all of the renewable energy that we get goes onto the national grid, and we need that to fuel our homes.
But they're talking about providing themselves with renewables, aren't they? They're talking about providing themselves with wind turbines, etc.
Well, they're talking about it, but that also has its own
Can I ask you a question, Breed? Do you have a smartphone?
Look, I do have a smartphone. I do meetings on Zoom. I watch Netflix. I'm the same as any other human being.
And that is all done through data.
People in Ireland don't consume data on phones and on Netflix and on the Zoom meetings any more than people anywhere else. Yet we're absorbing 25% of European Union data centres.
Yes, we are, but we're also absorbing enormous corporate tax returns, Breed, that are funding our health.
But they're funding our health service
and our education service and all of those types of things, as you well know. And the point is, data centres, what they do is they provide ancillary services to the tech industry, including the cloud that we all use for our smartphones, for our laptops, for our Netflix and for everything else. And they will be built somewhere else, if not here. But the risk is that the tech companies will go to wherever else they're being developed.
The risk of the flight of the tech companies has always been used as a big stick against us in this country, whether it's for tax reasons or now for environmental reasons. Data centres gobble up a huge amount of energy and water, and it's unsustainable to have so many of them here. Plus, you know more about what data centres do than most academics I know who I have met who study this thing full time. A lot of what data centres do is kept from us.
Can I ask you one last question, Breed? Can I ask you one last question, and it is this: should it be the case that we ban data centres, and should it be the case that we then see an exodus of tech firms? Is that a price you would be willing to pay?
If we ban any more proliferation of data centres, we would be doing the environment, our water.
It's not what I asked you.
We'd be doing them a favour. One thing balances against the other.
So you would be willing to see a tech exodus? That's a price you would be willing to pay?
That is not what will happen. The techs will not exit this country because they already have access to low taxes, to an educated workforce that speaks English, and access to the European Union, very handily access to it. We've always been threatened that the tech sector would leave. And when we hired the corporation tax, they didn't exit.
Well, we hired it in conjunction with everyone else hiring it, so I suppose there was nowhere to go.
No, but we were the lowest. We were at the lowest in Europe. So hiring it is being used as are they going to leave it?
I appreciate you.
I don't mind coming on the show, Ciara, and I love talking to you, but you don't listen to the answer.
All right. On that note, thank you very much, Breed. That is Breed Smith there, People Before Profit TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.